But we just, buggy was too slow for us.
Mm-hmm.
And we'd so much rather saddle a horse and go horseback.
On that single horse buggy, what were the, you had the tongue on the wagon?
Shavs. Shavs.
Those are the buggy, huh?
But the double buggy, team, they was just the same as on a wagon, only not as heavy. I've had horses running away with us twice.
Mm.
And kicked the double trees all to pieces, just kicked them all to pieces till they get loose, and then they were gone.
Now let's see that. When you hitched up a horse to these buggies, you put on what?
You bridle first thing.
Bridle.
Put your bridle on.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh. Then put the collar on.
Uh-huh. Oh, was that just any collar? Or
no,
special collar?
Just a regular horse collar.
Why did you have one collar for each horse?
Well, if you didn't put a collar on those hanes that you put over the collar that the tugs was fastened to and that your lines went through, why, their shoulders would get sore.
Uh-huh.
If you didn't keep your collars clean,
uh-huh,
if you let them get all caked and dirty, which a lot of men did, I've seen the horses with their shoulders just raw, clear into the... Just
lazy.
Yes, just pure neglect. And
well, how did you decide which horse got which collar?
Well, whichever one fit. Now, it's just like a man's hat.
Uh-huh.
One horse would take a great big collar, and another, and when a team that you knew, we usually just had one team to go to town, uh-huh, with, and if they was going after a four horse load, I seen Dad hitch up a horse that had never been hitched up before with the jail team,
mm-hmm,
to go to town. Well, they had to pull because the,
mm-hmm,
the jail horses had made. But usually they just took, if they were just going after chips, we called it, why, they just take the two horses.
Mm-hmm.
But if they was going after horse speed, why, they'd take the four head. But,
well, let's see now, we were hitching up, we had the collar and the
mm-hmm
hanes on.
Mm-hmm.
Now what did they attach to?
The hanes,
uh-huh,
well, they're fastened together at the top with
uh-huh
a little strap, and then you buckle them with another strap down
uh-huh
the, under the horse's throat, and then the what did they call it that went down the horse's back that held up the straps that went down over his hips that held up the tugs. Now some of them didn't have them. When the country began to settle up, they'd have old chains for their tugs.
Oh.
But Dad always had the leather
uh-huh
tugs. I seen a man put his daughter with a tug one time that
oh
about scared me to death.
Boy.
Oh, that was a vicious thing. It makes me sick to think about it yet. But he had come from town and bought him some new tugs, and she did something with them. He didn't want her to get in his tug.
Mercy.
Why, I'll tell you, I don't know. I run all the way home and it was a mile.
Uh-huh.
But that's, Dad always had those things that held the tubs up.
And what did the tubs attach to then?
That back to these single trees.
Uh-huh.
They were, the tubs were fastened up to these hames,
uh-huh,
and that you put on the collar.
Uh-huh.
And then these tubs would go back and fasten on these single trees.
Uh-huh. And the single trees attached to the...
To the tongue.
Uh-huh. And what...
Well, the single trees is attached to the double trees.
Yeah, that's
uh-huh
it.
Uh-huh. Yes, and then the double trees is fastened on to the... With a...
pin?
Kind of a pin of some... It had a... It was shaped like that, and then a pin come down here like this.
Uh-huh.
And, a pin was about that long.
Boy.
Drop that down in there. Some of them had a bolt on it. I don't remember that Dad ever did.